Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airline Center podcast with John and Kate. We have a special show for you today. We have an interview coming up with Grammy Award winner and musical recording artist Maya. Maya will be joining us here shortly, but first we're going to get to a new segment that we've started doing. It's called Staff Picks, where we're going to give you some insight and recommendations on new music, books, Netflix shows, anything else that we think you might be interested in.
My name is Kate. I am the group sales and marketing manager. My staff pick is for a new Netflix show that I have binged, and it is called Dead to Me. If you haven't seen it, it is brand new. I actually took a brief detour from my consistent office binging, and I've been watching this show. It's super interesting, lots of twists, lots of turns. It's a little dark, but it has some comedy in it, and a really good overall show if you are into thrills and all sorts of fun stuff. The show.
And Christina Applegate is in there, and yes. Any fans of Freaks and Geeks will also recognize a few members as well. So really good show, lots of twists and turns.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks, Kate. And joining us now on the Alaska Airline Center podcast, we have Grammy Award winner and musical recording artist and the one and only Maya. Maya, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So if the Alaska Airline Center fans are not already aware, we have Keith Sweat, Genuine, and Maya coming to the Alaska Airline Center on May 16th at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available both online and at our box office. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. It's going to be an absolutely amazing show filled with some really awesome R&B classic hits. And Maya, thank you again. Seriously, thank you so much. How are you? I know that you've been traveling essentially all over the world. You've been in Nigeria. May 10th, you're going to be up in Atlanta with Keith Sweat. And then you're going to be hopping over to Alaska for your first time, correct?
Actually, this will be my first time in Anchorage, but I've been to Alaska before.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
Where were you before? Were you up in Fairbanks?
I cannot remember because it's been so long. I have to look back.
And the state is so large.
I think it was the year 2001 or so.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm very excited to come back.
Well, we're excited to have you. It's going to be great. The weather's turning good, so you picked a good time to come up here, and we're excited to have you in Alaska.
Yay. The last time I was there, it was winter, and I ice skated on some outdoor rink. So I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the place, but it was awesome. I'd never done that before.
Lots of outdoor rinks up here in Alaska, and certainly a different environment. You're going to see the beauty of the summertime. The grass is coming out right now. The mountains are melting from the snow. And beautiful time all year round. Alaska is a little challenging in the winter. It can be cold. Summertime is a lot nicer.
I know you're going to be leaving Miami and coming to just the polar opposite, but it's going to be, I mean, I'm from LA myself, so I can say I get it, but it's been a really good transition, and I think that there's such a unique market here. The arena is absolutely fantastic, and I know it'll be your first time at this one, and hoping, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with all the accommodations that the arena has. So throughout your 20 years in the music industry, I'm hoping that you'll really enjoy it here.
I think I will. Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Looking forward to giving a great show. I love being on stage and, you know, just doing what I do, from the singing, the classics, the new music, entertainment aspect, and obviously dance is a big part of my repertoire. So just love uplifting people and connecting with them. So you guys are in for a treat and a great show. Yeah,
this will be great. A lot of good buzz in town about the show.
Yeah, and it really seems like you've made the most of your platform throughout your career between singing and producing, doing choreography and acting, winning a Grammy. You know, we're really excited to have someone like you come out to our last frontier.
I hope to get a meet and greet so I can meet everyone in person. That's my favorite part of every show, if given a chance. Reaching out and touching and connecting with people that have been a part of your life and journey, and it's really inspiring. It keeps us going.
Yeah,
absolutely. We've been getting a lot of calls and emails, and people want to know if that opportunity is available. They're excited to see you. They're excited to meet you. So yeah, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, and people are very excited for you.
There are fans all over the world of Maya. It's cool. I can't even imagine what that feels like. That must be really awesome.
For you as a musical artist, you know, going back to some of those earlier hits and earlier days when you had some of the big influences and musical people that you worked with early on, you know, going back to Ghetto Superstar, working with Proz, the late ODB, Wyclef, and then going into Lady Marmalade when you have Christina and Lil' Kim, Pink, Missy that collaborated on that. As an early on in your career, working with some of those big superstars, did that really sink in that, wow, that, you know, you've made it, you are top of the top, you're right there with them? And what was that like early on in your career?
I think early on in my career, it was very surreal working with established artists, producers, acts, and there was obviously the utmost respect in the room with them if given the opportunity to work with them. But I've never actually felt that I've made it to the top, because every year, every phase of my life and career is like I'm just starting and I discover something new. And, you know, you live life and you want to bring those things to your lyrics as well as just life experience and the human experience to your art. So it's always new for me. And I always feel like there's a next level of potential that I'm always working towards. So I haven't reached that aspect of being complacent or too comfortable, but it's definitely been a blessing. And like you said earlier, the fans and the supporters always keep us going and contribute to longevity and inspiration, daily motivation, especially nowadays with social media.
Oh yeah.
And you just want to give so much more. But I think just being able to communicate these days and reaching out and touching, whether it's personal, in person, or speaking to your supporters about what they love, what they want next, is really helpful for artists. And it's just a give and take situation, giving and receiving on both ends. And it's magical these days. So I'm really thankful for social media and technology.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can serve, you know, you're in the business of serving to others. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I'm really grateful.
Yeah, and you did that post on your own social media where you were announcing that you were coming out to Alaska. So we really super appreciated that. And, you know, again, for such a small and different and unique kind of market out here in Alaska, when you see that these artists are connecting with the community, it really is such an awesome feeling and gives us the kind of support and motivation. And we want to make sure that we're going to put on a great show for our fans and a great show for the artists that come here. So we're really looking forward to May 16th for sure.
Likewise. So excited to see you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you talked about keeping it fresh, and it's always new for you too. And certainly with an artist that's had over 20 years in the music industry and finding that new niche and new music, and certainly came out with new music, dropped the album TKO last year. And congratulations on that and the great success that's having. Are you still coming up with new ideas, and are you still working on more music, more albums?
Oh, yeah. TKO is the 13th studio project and 9th studio album. I'm going to Georgia tomorrow to begin the next project.
Yeah.
You go, and girl. I already never have stop another that hustle.
Word. Yeah. And I have like archives of music because I literally live in a studio when I'm off of the road. You know, my brother built one in my house, and I'm always creating, like sometimes in my pajamas. So there's a huge archive of just unreleased music. Sometimes it's therapy for me, or I'll write a song and just send it to one of my friends for motivation, and no one will ever hear it. You know?
Oh, that's awesome.
So I just love songwriting, and I love the healing aspect of it, but I also love the party aspect of it and the release or the escape. It really goes beyond any genre for me. Mm-hmm. My core fan base is obviously R&B, so it's a mix of pop, but music is just so healing and a means of escape as well, and imagination or wishful thinking, often in my case. So yeah, I've already started on 2 different albums, and I start the new one tomorrow.
That's awesome.
But I already have one in the can that's unreleased. So yeah, they're polar opposites.
Oh, congratulations.
And your creative wheels are insane.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be excited to hear it.
Yeah. I'm going to perform something from an upcoming album that's unreleased when I come to Alaska. So
Perfect. That's right. Yeah. Coming to Alaska.
A surprise.
Yeah. That's right. May 16th with Keith Sweat and Genuine. Maya, of course, is going to be performing a lot of the hits and some of the new music. As you heard here first, you're going to hear some unreleased music.
Yeah. Great to see you guys.
Well, thank you so much, Maya. We really super appreciate you taking the time and giving us a little bit of insight into your world and everything that you've been doing for all this time and still killing the game. And might I just add, looking super glam, because I was checking out your tour stories and I was like, that lipstick is popping. That is, if only I could rock.
That's a compliment.
No, really.
I've been doing my own hair and makeup lately. So
really?
Thanks.
Oh man, girl.
Oh, yeah.
You should hire yourself. I'm about to hire you too.
I think I will. I think I'll put myself on payroll.
There you go.
Well, perfect, Maya. Hey, we know you're busy and we really appreciate you taking the time. Looking forward to having you May 16th up here with Keith Sweat, Genuine. Safe travels. Best of luck the rest of the way. And we will see you soon.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Maya.
Looking forward to it. It's Maya, aka Seattle Superstar, and you are tuned into the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.